I know it's here somewhere. Finally.
Oh, it's time for the duck. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
All right, gang, I want to show you something here really interesting. We're doing a quick netcast, not a normal Dr. Bill show, because I want to show you something really cool. This little box that I hold in my hand is an amazing device. You say, wow, Dr. Bill, is it something really cool? Well, it is to me, and it may be to you, which is why I want to share it with you. Kind of interesting getting into this box. There, we got it. Okay, I'm going to put the top aside here and show you the device in the box here. Okay, let me see if I can move it in and maybe let it focus on it so you can see it. Okay, that's obviously a USB device. You can tell that by the little thing there. I'm going to flip that open and show you that on this end we have a USB connector. And you'll notice here on the side, let it focus up here close, that is the Fifine, if that's the correct pronunciation. If not, forgive me, Fifine. But that is the Fifine wired lavalier mic. Now, I want to undo the little wire connector here. Shouldn't be that hard, and stretch the cable out. This cable is 6.5 feet long, which is a really nice long cable. I'm going to go ahead and plug this in, although I don't plan on using it. I've got the good old venerable SM7B here. So here in the studio, I would use this, the SM7B, okay? Of course you would. However, where this is handy is when I'm in the living room with my other computer, because I can just plug in this one device into my USB port. And you notice it's not even a USB 3. It's a standard USB 2 port. Obviously, it'll work through a 3. Don't get me wrong. But you plug this in, and this actually has circuitry in here that gives you an audio interface for the wireless mic. And the quality of this, as you'll see in a minute, is quite amazing. Okay? Now, for comparison's sake, and I know this is not a fair comparison, I understand up front this is not a fair comparison. We're going to compare it to the SM7B. I know, don't write me letters. This is obviously a vastly superior microphone. This is a $340 microphone when you buy it full retail. Sometimes you get it on sale. Then it's going through a cable and down to a PreSonus Revelator USB interface, which is also quite expensive. So you're not going to get a comparison that's fair. However, with that in mind, with this being almost, this is stretching it a bit, but let's say in the neighborhood of $800 for this particular audio outfit that I have here, this little microphone with its USB interface is $17. And when you hear it in use, you'll be going, wait, what? I'm telling you. It's amazing. Now, the other thing that's interesting is you may notice it has a connection here that has a headphone. Let me see if I can get it to where it won't. There, now it's focusing. It has a headphone logo or symbol there and a headphone connector plug-in. That would allow you to plug in headphones like 1/8 inch standard connector headphones or earbuds, obviously not wired, earbuds to monitor the sound. And one of the things I'll show you once we get to the living room setup is how easy it is to set this up to hear it through headphones that are not going through this interface, but using the interface in the computer to monitor the sound. You can do it that way. You don't have to use this. The beauty of this is you're monitoring the sound going from the microphone into the interface before it gets to the computer. And that can be beneficial. The other method I'm going to show you once we get it in there is that it will be the sound monitoring of the actual recording that you're doing that you hear through your headphones. Do you see the difference? Okay, but for $17, I'm telling you, it's hard to do any better than this little system, okay? And the microphone is not that obtrusive. I could take the time to run this cable through my shirt, and really it would just sit here, you know, and not be that bad in terms of hiding it. Now, I could take this windscreen off. Okay, let me do that. Actually, you know, I don't think I'll do that. The reason is it doesn't just pop right off. I don't want to mess it up. I just got this thing. It's brand new. I don't want to mess it up. Not just to pop the thing off, but I do believe it is removable. I've seen other reviewers talk about it, and it's removable. But I'm not going to force it because it doesn't really change the audio quality using the wind-resistant foam windscreen here. But if you're outside and you need that, it's handy to have. It is metal. The mic is. The clip here is metal, not plastic. The wire is a good solid wire. The case here for the audio interface is plastic, but it's a nice solid plastic. And then it's got a metal, obviously, USB connector here. So really nice. Now, I didn't do an official unboxing, but the only thing in there is this little, you know, instruction booklet, which I haven't even read. You don't really need it. But you can, you see, it's actually pretty large. It's got a lot of information on here. And it basically tells you about how to set it up for monitoring the sound on your computer and how to optimize that, which we're going to show you right now. All right, here we are in the living room with my other computer that's set up in here. And I now have the mic on here. I'll hit it so you can see that that is the mic that is currently active. I don't have any other mic on. I do have the heat pump running in the background, just for information, so that you know there is a little ambient background noise going on. But I think you can see that it's not bad, considering that it's just a little $17 microphone with a USB interface. Now, I was talking about showing you the setup, which is explained in the instructions for the use of recording with headphones. I'm gonna reach over here and get my headphones. This is a Audio-Technica, let's see, BPHS-1 Broadcast Professional Headset 1. Now, obviously, if I were to use this with this mic, that would be extremely high quality audio, okay? Because this is a really nice mic. But if I'm not using that mic, I'm just using the lavalier, I can still monitor it through these headphones by setting it up according to the instructions that are in that sheet, okay? Basically, you just set it to listen to the mic in the interface. You turn that on, okay? Now, most of the time, if I'm doing a show, I'm not going to be using that. That's just for testing before I go on air, so to speak. But you can do that if you want to. Now, if I was going to do that, if I was going to wear the headset, I'd just wear the headset and use the professional mic, and it would sound awesome. Matter of fact,
If you're looking for absolutely awesome professional audio, like doing a radio program or voiceover or whatever, the broadcast quality professional headset from Audio Technica, I give it a big, big, big thumbs up, okay? But if you're just doing a quick netcast, just want to jump on camera, do a netcast for YouTube, this little mic is awesome. Or a live stream, or Zoom, or something else. Check out this mic, okay? You'll really be amazed. For 17 bucks, come on. I mean, you know, these days with inflation, that's like almost nothing for a great sounding mic that you can do these kinds of programs with. So I wanted to show that to you. For some folks, you're going to go, man, that's awesome. I got to have it. I'll leave a link in the description. It's not an affiliate link. I don't get any kickback from it. But if you want to click on it there, now the heat pump just went off, so now we have sound without the background. But if you want to use that link to order it, great. I kind of almost wish it was an affiliate link because I'm that excited about this device. But that's okay. That's not my deal. I just want to give you this information. Particularly those of you who might be ministers or educators or whatever that want to teach over the internet, okay, or use a live stream, check this mic out. You will appreciate it, okay? All right, hope you enjoyed this little quick special edition, and join us again next time. Remember, until then, the doctor is out of here.
Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.
If you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to our channel and ding the bell to be notified of future videos.